WWA Mobile.
Something, you know, some of them get stuck in a chimney trying to
slide down a chimney to get in a business or something, and, you know, like at a pizza factory or, you know, just all kind of silly stuff that, that people think it's a good idea, but it really isn't.
You know, not on that kind of scale or having problems with the law, but I'm sure all of us at some point or another has done stuff that seemed like a good idea at the time that turned out to be not so good.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to drive a little too fast, and if somebody wanted to race me in my old Mustang, I'd go ahead and do it, and I was very fortunate that you know, I never had a wreck and never got in no trouble, but, you know, I don't do stuff like that no more. I am old and wise because the good Lord looked after me when I was young and stupid.
Accused of having a little bit too much vim and vinegar when I was younger, too. And the best thing my dad ever did for me was, you know, I liked to... He bought me a motor scooter when I was 8. By the time I'd gotten my license, I graduated up to a Honda 750. And I started riding out on trail riding on a... Kawasaki 350 Bighorn, and I used to go terrorizing around the neighborhood, and the best thing he ever did to me, or for me, was to take me over and introduce me to enduro motorcycle racing, and that was when we would ride from, you know, all around Honda Hills or over off of some of the mountains, and we'd race from, you know, one place to another. Man, I tell you what, that kind of calmed me down. He says, you know, you want to go fast, you want to get crazy, you do it out in the woods. That way you don't hurt nobody else. And you behave yourself on the road, and I'll let you continue on doing that stuff. But otherwise, I'm going to park you. And I did. It helped me out a lot.
Did some trail riding and enjoyed it. Borrowed a friend's little bike, and we were, you know, we were riding around through the woods, and a little dog come running out at me, and I wound up laying the bike down, and didn't hurt it or me, either one or the dog, and got on back to his house, but his wife wasn't too happy with him because I was on his bike, on her bike, I mean, and she wasn't real happy about me laying her bike down.
Yep. Well, the dumbest thing I ever did was I went over and I was riding this circuit one day, and I'd never ridden that course before, and it seems that the boys that I was following had ridden it plenty of times, and this one place in that course, it went straight up a hill, and when you hit the top of the ridge, you didn't go over the other side and keep going in a straight line. When you hit the top of the ridge, it immediately turned left. Well, I didn't know that. When I hit the top of that thing, I was still going straight, and it took six of us an hour and a half to get that Kawasaki 360 Bighorn down out of that tree about 8 or 10 feet up. that kind of slowed me down a little bit.
Yeah, I can imagine. I never had that happen. Never went airborne with them. Now, my wife told me about this guy that she worked with at Lockheed Martin. He got out there with a Kawasaki of some sort on the flight line. And, what, he's running that thing about 145, 150, 180, some outrageous speed that about twice what I would do on a motorcycle.
I don't know if you remember or not, but I had a last bike I had was a Heritage Softail, and I had a 130 cubic inch merge kit on it, and that bike just would not go over about 95 mile an hour. But my thing was, is I was always really happy when I would get to 95 mile an hour in a really big hurry.
I got a 1200 that'll get up to the speed limit right quick, and it's loads of fun. But I tell you, it seems like any more I spend as much time taking that bike to the shop as I do riding it.
Out of my Heritage, it was modified, and it was a bigger bike, bigger CCs and all that good stuff, but I never really had any problems out of that thing.
I got an issue in the throttle linkage, because it just, on the back roads, it just, I don't know, it just doesn't behave right. I get it out on a straightaway going through the gears, and, you know, it throttles up and goes pretty good, but then, you know, I'm trying to keep it just a constant speed. It's when it acts a little squirrely, or, you know, slowing down into a speed zone.
Yeah, well, who you been taking it to, Greenville, or where you been taking it, Anderson?
I was at Anderson, and they did a tune-up on it, put plugs and wires, and you know, it ran a little bit better, but it still ain't completely straightened out. And there's another outfit I know over in Anderson. I just got to get it to them, Boneyard. They've done some work for me in the past. I'm going to let them take a look at it.
I was going to say, now, I haven't been over there in a while, but Greenville had this one boy. Now, Billy sold out, and it's not the same people that owns it now, but if that boy still works there, they got a boy over there in Greenville that, man, he can absolutely figure out the toughest problems on them and make one purr.
I'll keep that in mind. I sure will. Anyway, we just about near our destination. I've enjoyed chatting with you. You have a good afternoon, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Good afternoon, bud. Travel safe. I enjoy the ride along. Y'all take it easy. 73's KN4 VWA. Mobile for just a little while longer.